SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like fear's got you in a headlock? You know, that feeling when your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you just want to hide under the covers. Well, guess what? We're all there. But here's the cool part. Stoicism, this ancient philosophy, has some seriously powerful tools to help us not only overcome fear, but also build unshakable confidence. So strap in, because today we're diving deep into how Stoicism can be your secret weapon against fear and your launchpad to becoming the most confident version of yourself. First things first, let's understand what Stoicism is all about. It's not about being emotionless robots, okay? That's a common misconception. It's actually about accepting what we can't control and focusing our energy on what we can, our thoughts and actions. And that's where the magic happens. Takeaway number one. Stoicism teaches us to recognize that fear often stems from our perceptions, not necessarily reality itself. When you face a challenge, ask yourself, is this actually a threat, or am I just letting my imagination run wild? Remember, your thoughts are powerful tools, so choose wisely. Think about it like this. You're scrolling through social media and see someone's picture with their dream vacation, that new car, that perfect life. Boom. Instant fear creeps in, making you feel inadequate. But hold on. That's just a snapshot, a highlight reel, not the whole story. Their life likely has its share of challenges too. Remember, comparison is the thief of joy, and Stoicism helps us break free from that trap. Takeaway number two. Focus on what you can control. Dwelling on things beyond your influence only fuels fear and anxiety. Instead, channel that energy into taking action. What steps can you take right now to move closer to your goals? Even small actions create momentum and build confidence over time. Remember the classic story of David and Goliath? David, facing the giant Goliath, wasn't paralyzed by fear. He focused on what he could control: his training, his aim, his belief in himself. That's the Stoic mindset. Action breeds confidence. Takeaway number three. Embrace discomfort. Growth often happens outside our comfort zones. When you face a challenge, don't shy away from it. View it as an opportunity to learn and become stronger. Remember, every time you overcome fear, you build resilience and self-belief. Think about the first big presentation you gave, the butterflies in your stomach, the nervousness, but also the sense of accomplishment afterward. That's discomfort leading to growth. Takeaway number four. Practice gratitude. This one's a game changer. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, fear loses its grip. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny morning. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps build a foundation of contentment. Takeaway number five. Remember that you are not alone. Everyone experiences fear. Connect with others who share your struggles and celebrate their victories. Remember, we're all in this together. Sharing our experiences can be incredibly empowering and remind us that we have the strength to overcome anything. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer, struggling to pitch her ideas at work. Fear of rejection held her back. But then, she started practicing Stoic principles. She focused on what she could control, crafting clear presentations and showcasing her skills. She reminded herself that not every idea would be perfect, but each attempt was a learning opportunity. Guess what? Sarah's confidence soared. She started embracing challenges, celebrating small wins, and contributing more boldly. The fear didn't vanish entirely, but she learned to manage it, allowing her to shine even brighter. So there you have it, five powerful Stoic principles to help you conquer your fears and build unshakable confidence. Remember, this isn't about becoming a fearless superhero overnight. It's about taking consistent steps, embracing the journey, and celebrating every victory along the way. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some specific ways you plan to apply these principles in your own life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build each other up and keep pushing forward. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.